Hello, and welcome to the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast. I'm Carl from selfsufficienthub.com, and I'm here to talk about all things self-sufficiency. Sustainability and food security matters. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 236 of the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast. I hope you're all safe and well. So this is going to be a mini episode today, for which I apologise. There's just been no time for me to record anything lately. I've just been so busy. And what I did want to do, though, is just get you a bit caught up with where I'm at and kind of the direction we're going in, because the last couple of weeks I pre-recorded all the shows, and it just so happened that the news broke after I'd made all those recordings that we were basically going to have to move house, and it was something that we had no idea about, weren't expecting, certainly for another 2 years, possibly three. And we are, if you follow my YouTube channel, then you'll know all of this already. But for those of you who only listen to the podcast, basically our landlord has told us that she's unable to honour the remainder of our lease, and, you know, obviously it's thrown all of our cards up in the air and left us a little bit unsure as to what the future looks like. But one thing we do know is that the future contains all of the homesteading and self-sufficiency aspirations that we've had and fostered over the last few years. And everything that I've been talking about on the show is really, as I'm sure you guys have got a feel for, they've sort of become who I am now. And I think, you know, there's a lot of positives that we're taking from it, and we're going to find ourselves landing, hopefully, if all is well, on a piece of land that we own. It may not have a house on it, but I think the direction is one, I'm sort of settling into the idea that the direction is one where I'm going to be doing things like this as my full-time job, whether that is running courses, whether it is making podcasts, whether it is creating content on YouTube, whatever it might be, or whether it's selling our produce in a more commercial fashion. And what I mean by that is not leaving behind any of the principles that are dear to me, but, you know, looking at doing things on a slightly more, well, not more commercial scale insofar as the practices we use, but insofar as the amount of things that we produce, doing so on the sort of scale that I might be able to actually pay my bills with, and make it so that my full-time job is doing all of the homesteading stuff that I love and that I love to talk about and share with you guys. So it's a really, really exciting future that's opened up in front of us, if a little uncertain, and with that uncertainty comes a little bit of, you know, nervousness and trepidation, it has to be said. But that's where we are. And obviously, if you want to know a little bit more and learn a little bit more about our journey and where we are in a bit more detail, then perhaps catch up on my latest YouTube videos. There's one titled Bombshell and then the subsequent live chat follow-up. I think those two will get you all up to speed if you haven't already seen them. So that's kind of where we are. And I wish I had more time to produce a longer podcast for you guys today and go into it in a lot more detail, but I will be honest, I'm really, really struggling for time. And that brings me on to the next couple of weeks. And I just want to say that my goal and my expectation is that I will be continuing to release podcasts every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. But I am just letting you know ahead of time that over the next 2 weeks or so, while there is so much happening and I'm, as I say, struggling for time, there is a chance that they might be a little bit late or that they might not be full episodes. I will endeavour to, at the very least, re-release some old episodes or whatever it might be. But the thing that I really, really, really want to get across, though, in this short message is that the actual future of the podcast is definitely very, very secure. And it's a little wobble that, you know, I'm having personally at the moment insofar as time and scheduling and everything else. And maybe you could say even a little bit of burnout, perhaps, as so much of my energy is being taken by things like searching for a new homestead that, you know, it just doesn't leave a lot in the tank for other things. And I it's just really, really important, I suppose. What I'm trying to say is that even though this is a wobble, and there may be over the next week or two a period when the podcast isn't quite as regular as it has been, or not in the same format as it has been as regularly, I don't want any of you guys to think that this is the sign of things to come. In fact, quite the opposite, because as I say, I think in the future, if anything, I think even more of my time and attention eventually will be turned towards outlets like this show. They're so important to my long-term vision of where my future lies. So it's only a short-term interference to our regularly scheduled programming, if any at all. So like I say, it might just be a case that this one episode is a little bit shorter and, you know, less content and more of a, well, I suppose, like a mini oddments than you were expecting, and indeed than I was expecting. But that's just the way it goes. And as you guys will know, you know, I do this squeezed in around all the other things that I'm trying to do, which include a full-time job. And in the hopefully medium term, but certainly long term future, I want my full time job to actually have creating the creation of these podcasts included within that job description. And that's certainly the way I see things going. So I do apologize once again. And thanks ever so much for your patience and your support. And I will speak to you all really soon. Cheers. If you find this podcast valuable, there's several ways you can support it. The easiest of which is to rate and review it wherever you get your podcasts. You could also talk about it or share it wherever you post online, including your social media pages. And now you can support the podcast directly by becoming a patron at patreon.com/selfsufficienthub. However you support the podcast, we really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. See you soon.